Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Ryan Barton Grimley, director of the new buzz movie of the moment, The Truth. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. And Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of neighborhood dogs in the new media capital of the world and home of the second best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. There are essentially 9 speaking parts in Ryan Barton Grimley's new indie film, The Truth. And 2 of those parts are in one scene, a couple of actors playing cops who are, well, sorry guys, virtually superfluous to the story. So let's say there's 7 main parts. This is the kind of movie I think Hollywood could learn from in this age of tight budgets and stories that wind out of control. Barton Grimley tells a taut, suspenseful tale that really leaves the viewer in fear of what revelation, or truth, is coming next. And even when we know, we still don't know. I heard about The Truth, which stars John Hurd, Daniel Baldwin, Aaron Cardillo, and Brendan Sexton III, because illegal copies of it are flooding the internet. It's obviously been the subject of a lot of buzz and curiosity. Now check out this short tease. A little later, I'll play a longer version.
Rope, $7. Duct tape, $3. 357 Magnum, $49 at a pawn shop. Furry leopard sex cuffs, 5-finger discount. Getting to rape the guy who may have killed your parents?
Some things you just can't put a price on, honey.
Cool, huh? Ryan Barton Grimley, welcome to Mr. Media. Ryan?
Yes, right here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
That's a great clip. I love it. Still makes me laugh.
Very inspired. Very, very much inspired. So, look, the first thing I got to ask you, though, is people who just watch the clip, people who catch the show listening only, have got to know, after that teaser, where and when can they see The Truth?
Well, you can see it right now on demand and online. Check your cable provider in the on-demand section. It's playing all over North America on demand. And it's also playing on Amazon on demand and iTunes on demand as well. And it'll be available through Netflix and on DVD everywhere August 24th.
Cool.
Yeah, finally.
Wow. So pretty much anywhere that people would expect to find a movie, it's going to be there.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, it's available in thousands of pirate sites all over the world.
Yeah, now tell us a little about that. And Ryan, I'm going to ask you to move just a little bit closer
to
your microphone.
Tell us about the
pirate sites and the illegal downloads of this film.
Well, I mean, it's weird, but it just all of a sudden came to our attention right about 2 weeks before our July 1st on-demand premiere that it was out there on a couple of these BitTorrent sites. And then a friend of mine who works in the internet industry and kind of monitors this kind of stuff sent me an email a couple days before our release, and he said, by the way, when I checked these sites, you were the 4th highest traded BitTorrent file on the entire internet. and it's a 30 gigabyte Blu-ray hack of your movie. So these people must really want to see it because it's huge. And anyway, we got a little bit of action there, and all of a sudden we were ranked higher on IMDb than current releases, which is pretty crazy. We're up in the 50s, which we got an enormous amount of traffic for our little tiny film, which is really awesome.
Well, and to what do you attribute that? I mean, that has to start somewhere, and with indie films, it usually points back to someone very clever on the marketing and distribution side who knows how to get word out.
Well, I think part of it definitely is our image. The image of the movie is this kind of no holds barred, kind of slick, low budget noir. You know, we went genre as opposed to going handheld, heartfelt indie like a lot of American.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of this traffic on these pirate sites is actually international. So, and we kind of cast actors that had been known internationally for a long time, and you know, we had that little teaser, which sort of, you know, I think it crosses cultural lines, and the trailer does as well too. It kind of applies to whatever culture, and I think that just sort of helped. And you know, we don't look Hollywood in the film, but we still look cool and pro, and I think maybe that's just providing something different, you know, for people to check out.
Hmm. Are there any teachable tricks or teachable moments from marketing this film that your fellow indie folks could learn from?
Absolutely. God, there's a list.
Really? Tell us. Teach us.
You want me to rattle it off? Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we'd like to hear that.
Okay, so you definitely need to get good pictures of your actors in their scenes while they're acting. You know, so get somebody with a pretty decent digital camera to take some good shots, and hire, you know, somebody really good to make a really great poster. You know, spend a little money on that, and you know, cut it out of your craft service budget. you know, you only need 1,000 bags of M&Ms. You know, 2,000 is crazy, but you know, we worked with a guy called Chris Davidson at the Robot Eye, and he's an amazing poster designer. He's worked on huge films, and you know, he brought an image to our film that was really cool. You know, shoot extra content while you're there on site. Shoot stuff that can be viral. You know, that has nothing to do with the movie or does connect to the movie, but you can kind of release out there in little bits to kind of tease people and get that stuff going, get that website, you know, up and running, you know, quick, and make it look really pretty, you know. Save, you know, it's always, you know, a scale when you're in indie production of what money you're going to spend where, but it's, you know, that image that sells the film is so important. And the other thing you can really do, I think, as a filmmaker, is you can choose to go genre, but kind of, you know, bring your own angle to it. Bring your own interesting kind of indie angle to genre. And I think that helps too, because, you know, when you see low budget stuff out there, it's usually so, you know, kind of stereotypical that it makes people just automatically turn off to it. But if you're kind of doing something new with the genre, I think people, you know, will latch on to that, whether it's indie or not, you know.
Most, certainly the major studios would be just, you know, boiling about the number of BitTorrent downloads that your movie had. They wouldn't be very happy about it. You don't seem too worked up about it. I suspect you look at it as a positive almost.
Well, I mean, from our perspective, there's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I think that's the reality of the industry. You know, we're kind of going in the direction of the music industry. There's nothing we can do about it. So, you know, I don't know how many of those people would actually search out our indie film on all these different avenues and actually pay rented. I mean, these are people who are used to really trading files and are going to do that anyway. They're not really the paying audience anyway, from our perspective, in the indie world. So it's like it's just additional buzz and additional traffic to the website, and the name getting out there and all of those things can only help it from our perspective. I mean, I understand when people, with the bigger films and studios and stuff where actually everybody will go and find that movie and pay for it. It's kind of a different scenario. But from our perspective, getting that traction and getting that buzz really just was something we were really looking for, and just kind of coincidentally, happened for us, which was pretty cool. Organically, too, I might add.
Perspective is everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if I was making, a $200 million robot movie, I might not be too happy about it. But then again, there's still nothing you can do about it. So you kind of have to, kind of turn that, that force and use it for some good and get the film out there either way. If people like it, they're gonna pay for it. That's the bottom line.
Well, let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with Ryan Barton Grimley, director of the new film The Truth, starring John Hurd and Daniel Baldwin. We'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day? How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office... Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's bobcat heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with Ryan Barton Grimley, director of the new movie The Truth, starring John Hurd and David Baldwin. Now, before we bring Ryan back, I promised you a look and a listen at a longer version of the trailer for The Truth. Roll it, Rudy.
I love you, Mr. Davenport.
Do you love me?
I love you more than all the gold in Spain.
Damn it, did you hear that? Dan, wake up! Wake up, Dan!
I'm going to ask you a few questions and be honest. You do what I say, when I say, I won't hurt you.
Combination, please.
What's your time?
I don't know, honey.
no more seconds, no more games. Give me the combination or paint the walls with a brain.
Jonathan?
It's complicated. What are you saying?
You shouldn't have lied to me.
You would have reconsidered certain choices if you knew who your wife really was. What is he talking about, Dana?
This is just a game.
Choose! It's no fun if you don't choose!
But it counts to 10. 1.
2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9?
The hell did we do to deserve this?
Do you fucking damn it?
You know, I watched that movie and I was just like, I was spellbound. I have to admit, sometimes I'll preview films, you know, for the show, and I'll watch them on the computer and I'll kind of watch them out of the corner of my eye. But I didn't do anything for the entire time this movie was on. I just kept watching.
Right.
It was pretty cool that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Ryan, tell me, you've got two pretty recognizable stars in your film, John Hurt and Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah.
How did you land these guys?
Well, just dumb luck, to be honest. you know, I was working with some casting people and, you know, at indie level as well, and they luckily had worked with Daniel in the past, and he really liked them. And when he read the script, he really loved it, and he was available one day. So we really lucked out with him. He's an amazing actor. John Hurt, actually, I mean, talk about a saint. This guy, okay, we had somebody else, a very notorious actor who is notoriously troublesome on set, cast in that role of Jonathan, and he actually dropped out 2 days before filming on our day of rehearsal, and we had to recast that main role with John Hurt, and John Hurt came onto our 3-week shoot a week into the shoot and killed it. I mean,
wow.
The guy, he's seriously pro, and I mean, he saved the day, and it's just amazing. You know, it's just really incredible, and again, that was just through a personal connection, and you know, he was looking for something a little meatier to do that he, you know, doesn't get an opportunity to do that much, and that tends to be the case with a lot of these actors who, you know, have been around for decades and are amazing and award winning, and they're not being given roles. So, you know, that's another trick you can use as an indie filmmaker out there. You know, is write a really meaty role for someone that's not 18, you know.
Now, Baldwin has a bit of a rep for being difficult. I guess if you only had him for one day, there probably wasn't a lot of opportunity for that to come through. But I also have the sense of John Hurt being a little intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, this guy has worked with some serious directors, and you know, who the hell am I? But you know, he's all about the work and making it better, and we really had a, you know, we had a good time just kind of, you know, going back and forth and really just hashing that character out and honing it and finding, you know, where it laid, where the performance really laid, and he really made it happen. And I mean, you know, we didn't have this big thing, you know, and he showed up and did his thing, man. He's a real deal.
And tell me about the other stars of the film who are not as well known, but I mean, this is great stuff for each of them. Aaron, am I saying it right? Cardillo, or is it Cardillo?
Yeah, Cardillo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, and Brendan Sexton the third.
Brendan Sexton the third. I mean, I just been a big fan of that guy's work ever since I saw him in Welcome to the Dollhouse. I mean, he's like a little kid threatening to rape the lead character, you know, if she doesn't kiss him or something. I mean, it's just intense stuff, a Todd Solondz film. And you know, then he was in Boys Don't Cry, just another very influential film for me. And I just really, you know, kind of when I was writing the character, you know, there are definitely bits of that slipping in, and then you know, we heard he was available, and we met him, and he was totally into it and game, and I mean, the guy is just, he's just a natural. He's just a natural. I mean, he knows his stuff, and it's still effortless. It's amazing. Aaron, you know, man, we auditioned thousands of actresses for that role, and Aaron came and read for that role so many times and just blew us away over and over and over again. And I mean, it was just, ended up being the biggest gift, because she just got this incredible old school kind of noir quality to her when she puts it on. And I mean, she's just extremely versatile. I mean, she works on a pretty big Disney show, you know, but she's also, you know, an incredible, you know, dramatic actress and beautiful as well. You know, and willing to go there and not worried about how she looks or anything like that. She's and do the work, and I mean, she's really something to be reckoned with, you know, and I think it's going to have a really, really major career here if people really pay attention, you know.
Well, yeah, I think she really grows on the viewer from the time that we meet her at the beginning, where there's a love scene, I guess we'd call it that, early on, until the end of the movie, where she, I don't want to say, you know, she really takes charge, let's say. Women, I think, will particularly enjoy this film. We're going to run out of time, and I want to say, folks, you can learn more about director Ryan Barton Grimley's new film, The Truth, at its website, which is thetruthisalwayscomplicated.com. That's all solid, thetruthisalwayscomplicated.com. That's also the best place for release and distribution updates. And you can subscribe to Ryan's video output on YouTube. Ryan Barton Grimley, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For checking out the movie.
No, my pleasure. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite celebrities, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. And, of course, you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, your Android phones, or your BlackBerry. And downloading is easy. Just go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. Thanks so much for listening to us today and watching the show. Please come back and join us again real soon. Bye, everybody.
Have you ever wanted your very own talk show? Then it's never been easier with chataboutit.com. Fill out the form on our website and join us at chataboutit.com.
Hello and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ahoy, ye mateys! Now I know you probably think a pirate like me with a peg leg and an eye patch is in search of me buried treasure, but 'tis not so, me mateys. My brave crew and I have pledged to plunder no more until we clean up all the garbage that comes out here from land. Why, just today, I found an aluminum can that said Soda Pop from the mountaintop. Somebody probably threw it on the ground and it washed into a drain pipe and into a river and into the ocean. Now I've got the best crew in the seven seas.
Hooray!
But we can't do it all ourselves.
No, not on our own.
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. To learn more about keeping oceans clean, visit keepoceansclean.org. That's tarnation. I mean, keepoceansclean.org.
What? That's keepoceansclean.org.
Yeah, what he said. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Later, much later, we heard something. We didn't breathe for listening. Then footsteps on the back porch, creeping, then more confident. After all, nobody was home. A hand closed on the knob on the screen door to the kitchen and found it latched. We heard a little sawing sound as a file began to slice through the screen wire. Grandma reached down for something in her sewing basket. Through the darkness, I managed to notice Grandma's rocker was rocking and she wasn't in it. She was standing over me. "Keep just behind me," she whispered. I followed her across the room into the kitchen. Now we were by the door and I heard the scuffle of heavy feet in there on the crinkly linoleum. Grandma turned back to me. Under my nose, she struck a wooden match with her thumbnail. She touched the match to something in her other hand. It sizzled. Then she leaned down and rolled it into the invisible kitchen. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book A Long Way from Chicago by Richard Peck. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
What are you missing on chataboutit.com?
If you remember Mouth versus Ear, if you remember Love and Touch and the Vibrations Forecast, well, you might remember me. I'm Dick Summer, and I'm back with a new middle-of-the-night internet show called Good Night, because it's on at 2 in the morning, Monday through Friday. As we used to say, spend the night with Dick Summer on www.chataboutit.com.
On your computer at chataboutit.com. What are you missing on chataboutit.com? It's time to voice your opinion. 877-242-8212. And let's chat.